This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
You've got Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Daryl.
And don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. So do enjoy the features there. Coming up, a Soviet bloc survivor is warning Americans that the USA, to him, is the USSR as it was in 1989. And we'll tell you more about what he had to say on Jeff Berwick's show, the Dollar Vigilante, or rather his... I guess it's his website, dollarvigilante.com. We'll share that with you coming up here in moments. But, Daryl, you wanted to lead off with a story about the police tonight, specifically how unaccountable they truly are when committing crimes of their own.
Yes, and unfortunately, this is one of those things that the federal government does not tabulate the statistics in a nice, handy location for everybody.
You mean about police committing crimes?
Well, not just police committing crimes, but also the conviction rates.
Mm-hmm.
So the Pittsburgh Tribune Review did some research, and it took them over 6 months to build a database of nearly 3 million records drawn from the Department of Justice national caseload data. And what they found was that law enforcement officers, 96% of the time when they are charged with civil rights violations, never actually have a charge go forth out of a grand jury. So
it won't 90, stick.
96% of the time. No, not just a conviction, but 96%
won't happen.
Correct. There's no charge after it goes to the U.S. attorney and they begin their investigations.
Now, if they're accused and they go before a grand jury, they weren't technically charged. They were just accused, I believe. Is that...
No, you can bring a charge, and then the grand jury has to indict, right? The police
That's my understanding.
The police arrest
okay.
you,
I thought
say...
the indictment was required to actually charge you with a crime.
Well, the indictment is required for the charge to stick.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's what they would call an unfiled charge, to where there's an allegation, it's on some official paper, but you're not actually officially charged with it. They just have it filed on some official paper.
Now, wait a minute. You're just talking about the federal level here, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so we don't know what happens at the state level if, you know, the corruption doesn't rise to the federal level here. So what you're saying is federal grand juries are refusing to indict in 96% of police corruption.
And it's not just grand juries. Sometimes the prosecutor will determine that there's, you know, no need to even go to the grand jury. They'll just drop it after their investigation. And I'm using air quotes there.
And that's being included in the 96%?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So whenever there's an allegation referred to one of the 94 different U.S. attorneys, or the different U.S. attorneys' offices, because I'm guessing there's more than 94 that work there. But whenever a complaint goes to them, 96% of the time between 1995 and 2015, there was no actual charge against the officers. So the story, again, this comes from the Tribune Review. They say for all other crimes, meaning everything other than police being charged with civil rights violations, prosecutors reject only about 23% of complaints.
So that means for regular people, not for police. 23%.
Right. This could also include police when they're charged with something other than a civil rights violation.
Oh, I see.
So if a police officer goes out and, you know, hatchet kills a bunch of people, and they're charged federally, they would be included in this 23%, unless the hatchet murder was charged as a civil rights violation and not murder.
But the 23% includes all people, not just
everybody.
Police. Okay.
That was charged with anything other than being a law enforcement officer committing a civil rights violation.
Okay. Cop steals a candy bar, he's in that 23%.
If it was somehow a federal charge, yes. Yeah. The most frequent reasons cited for declining a civil rights complaint involving a police officer, weak or insufficient evidence, lack of criminal intent required under a 1945 Supreme Court ruling, and orders directly from the Justice Department. So after the Justice Department refers something to one of their attorneys, they can later ask the attorney to drop whatever investigation they had.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the top three reasons. The other was lack of criminal intent, meaning that there could be clear evidence that the cop did whatever, but he didn't intend to violate the person's civil rights. He just meant to kick him. I meant to kick the guy in his chest. I kicked him in the head, and now give me $230,000 hush money so I don't sue you, which is something that actually happened to a police officer recently, where he was acquitted of kicking a man in the face because he told the jury, I meant to kick him in the chest. And then the city paid the guy $230,000 to prevent him from suing the city for wrongful termination while it was under investigation.
So the cop gets to kick somebody in the head and get a couple hundred grand.
Yes.
I don't understand what wrongful termination even is. I mean, if you work for somebody, they should be able to fire you.
Yeah, that's the way it usually works in the marketplace, but with government, you get all kinds of rights as a potentially fired individual, and we've seen the cops come back after the fact, after being fired, being reinstated years later, and being given back pay as well. So they get to take 3 years off while the various different bureaucracy stuff kind of gets hammered out, and then they end up getting rehired and 3 years of back pay. It's pretty sweet.
So the article here continues with a quote from Craig Futterman, a law professor who founded the Civil Rights and Police Accountability Project at the University of Chicago, who says this is an area, quite honestly, where the feds need to be bolder and put greater resources in. Indeed, the failure to aggressively bring those cases has allowed too many abusive officers to believe that they can operate without fear of punishment.
Yep, absolutely.
Dina Iverson, a spokeswoman for the Justice Department, says that the DOJ takes any allegation of law enforcement misconduct seriously.
Very seriously. Yes, we are very serious about this. And we're only indicting 4% of them, but we're seriously indicting 4% of them.
And we will review those allegations when they are brought to our attention, she says.
I usually review the mail that I receive before I throw most of it in the trash. I do
96% of it.
No, I wouldn't even say 96% of it, but it does get a review for me.
The 12,703 potential civil rights violations turned down nationwide, or rather, there were 12,703 turned down out of 13,233 complaints between 1995 and 2015.
Okay. Wow, that's a long stretch. That's 20 years.
Yes. 21 years, actually, because you count the first year.
So the 96% thing is across 20 years as well?
21 years.
Wow.
From 1995 to 2015. That includes not only high-profile incidents in Ferguson, Missouri, Chicago, and New York City, but also thousands of incidents the public knows little, if anything, about. The case data does not identify defendants or victims. Let's see here. There's a quote, but I can't tell who it's from. It says, it is a difficult situation for the legal system in general, that according to Mel Johnson,
doesn't sound too difficult.
U.S. attorney for civil rights.
If they actually had to deal with 13,000 cases, that would be pretty difficult, right? Like if they had to prosecute all of those cops and they had to go through the process of dealing with that instead of just chucking it in the garbage can, it doesn't sound too difficult to just throw a case out.
Mel Johnson is the assistant U.S. attorney for civil rights cases in the Eastern District of Wisconsin, and he told a reporter, federal and state governments have not succeeded in deterring police misconduct. Mm-mm. I would say the legal system has a way to go.
Yeah, so what do you do about this? I know this is a topic that has come up before, but what do you do about police misconduct? How do you handle this? Because obviously the feds aren't going to solve the problem.
Well, one thing that could certainly help to stop police misconduct is removing the various immunities that they have.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good
so
one.
That you could sue them personally in civil court.
Now, are there immunities granted to the police federally as well as on the state local basis?
Meaning, yes.
Meaning if in New Hampshire they repealed those immunities, let's say, through the political process.
Some of them are what they would call a common law immunity.
Meaning you can't repeal it.
Right. You've got it because courts have recognized it for hundreds of years.
You can alter common law by replacing it with statute.
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. How do you handle this? Free Talk Live.
February is National Heart Month, and chances are you have a cardiovascular issue like I do. I help maintain my healthy heart by drinking Super Beets. It's a superfood powder that I mix with water, but you can mix it with yogurt or put it in a smoothie, whatever you want. Not only does it help boost my circulation and support my healthy blood pressure naturally, but I feel the energy and stamina boost in about 20 minutes, which no other superfood formula guarantees. All the beets from Super Beets come from one non-GMO farm in California, so they can keep a close eye on the production of the dietary nitrates. I want you to try this product for National Heart Month. And if you don't feel the results, you don't pay, guaranteed. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get nitric oxide indicator strips so that you can see it's working. Plus, get the free book, Beat the Odds. And all of this comes with free shipping. Call 800-951-8940 or visit ftlbeats.com. I believe in Super Beats. 800-951-8940, ftlbeats.com.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
Talk Live, and of course, you can join us here. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you're getting online and you're not taking any steps to protect yourself, I would strongly suggest you consider ProXPN. It's a virtual private network, and they encrypt your data right from your computer or your mobile device. ProXPN has OpenVPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption, and there are apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, plus there's Linux support as well. Unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever, and you can go to proxpn.com, use code FTL50 to save 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. It can be cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee, so head on over to proxpn.com, and if you're a Windows user, you can ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. Use the internet the way it was meant to be used. Go to proxpn.com right now and use code FTL50 to take back the privacy that is your right. You can join us here on the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype username, lrn.fm. We're talking about the police, who appear to be mostly immune from any kind of prosecution, even on cases where there have been pretty serious allegations made. It turns out, according to some study, and I don't know, who was it, crunched the numbers?
The Pittsburgh Tribune Review.
Thank you for that, Daryl. They looked at the numbers, and they found that in the last two decades, since 1995, basically, that 96% of all alleged civil rights violations cases against the police went nowhere.
Out of 13,233 total complaints, there were only 12,703 that actually wound up having charges brought against them. Official charges.
Wait, you said out of 13,000, 12,000 were charged?
No.
13,233 total complaints.
Uh-huh.
12,703 were charged. Or were not charged.
Okay, that makes sense then.
Were not. So 96% of the time, there was no charge.
And you pointed out qualified immunity, sovereign immunity, statutory immunity. These
yes.
are three of the powers that the police and other government bureaucrats are granted.
Right.
You said common law is applying to two of them, you think, maybe qualified?
Common law applies to qualified and sovereign.
But then, Rich, you said that common law can be overrided by statute. I don't know if you can repeal common law, by statute. For instance, I don't think you could pass a statute.
You can
that said,
put common law law into statute to codify. We recognize this,
but you can't override
but you
it.
You cannot override it. Well, what's the thing that the judges have? Contempt of court.
Contempt of court. That's what I was going to say, was that I'm pretty sure I would love to have someone try this and just see what happens. I'm sure the Supreme Court would overturn it. But if you were to pass a law, let's say here in New Hampshire, that says there shall be no more contempt of court, then you're likely going to get overturned.
Right, because it would go to a court.
A court.
And the court would say, we've had this right for eons.
Right.
Goes back to where we don't even know when we have not had this right, so therefore we have it. You can't dictate what we do.
Yeah, there's an interesting thing about contempt of court where if you actually look at your contempt of court paperwork, you'll see that you've been charged in New Hampshire. You'll see that you've been charged under New Hampshire RSA 0.
Huh.
There is
wow.
no New Hampshire RSA 0. And although there is a specific prohibition, I believe, in the New Hampshire Constitution against charging somebody who hasn't actually violated an RSA, judges are given a pass
That's
on
right.
that. And it has been upheld by the state Supreme Court. What I don't understand is why. Well, I guess I do understand why it's easier, but it seems like, you know, if there's some defect in the statute, like there's no contempt of court statute existing, then rather than just ignoring that shortcoming, they should play by their own rules and pass one, you know, because contempt of court as it is now is different from an actual crime.
That's
in
right.
that there's no burden of proof.
Nope.
There's
right.
no
it's
standard
the power
of behavior.
It's a power of the court that courts have had and
since before this court system.
Right, since before mm-hmm. the current court system, since before there was a United States of America before there was a state of New Hampshire. And I forget what the hearing was that we were at about a year ago, where it was something to regulate something that the courts were supposed to do. And almost every state rep that testified said, well, we aren't allowed to tell the courts what to do.
Mm.
So, you know, like the legislative body here in New Hampshire, whether, you know, the courts have decreed or there's some other statute, they're saying, like, we don't get to tell the courts what to do. So they would not be able to pass something saying you can't charge people with contempt of court.
What if they updated the Constitution? What if it was a constitutional amendment?
I still don't think that would matter because there have been constitutional amendments thrown out at the federal level.
By the courts, basically?
Yes. Huh. The ban in California several years ago that was a constitutional amendment that said marriage is one man and one woman wound up getting thrown out by the federal courts as being violative of the federal Constitution.
Let's go to Brian. He is on the road in New Hampshire, listening online via TuneIn. Hello, Brian. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Good evening. And
hey,
this
welcome.
Is Brian Henschy. So thank you for having me.
Thanks, Brian.
I just wanted to quickly ask a question about libertarianism and how we just sprang forward with the clocks.
Yeah.
And I kind of was thinking about that. I know that we often talk about libertarianism and about freedom of the individual, and I was thinking about how the clocks are, how the time is worked out is done by acts of Congress as well as individual states, how they set their times.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering, in a truly libertarian society, wouldn't it be fair to say that people would have an individual time?
They certainly could,
meaning that each individual could decide to follow whatever clock they wanted to?
Right, and that it would therefore, you know, because the government, well, no government was mandating it, that in a true libertarian society, people would have a very difficult time getting together.
I don't think so, because time zones are a fairly relatively new creation in the history of the world. They've only really been around for about 150 years, possibly 200, depending on, you know, how you start looking at it. But the whole, you know, world being divided up into 24 different time zones is a relatively new idea.
And, you know, I think you can follow whatever clock you want to right now. I mean, if you decide you want to live in Zulu time or Greenwich Mean time, you can do that. And if other people are in that same mindset, then you'll be able to communicate pretty effectively with them. Otherwise, you just got to do some conversion.
And by the way, for the record, there are many more than just 24 time zones. There are something like 140.
Really?
I don't know.
Right. If you start counting the different ones to where there's one city within a place that observes something slightly different, that's technically not a different time zone per se, but there are a few where they're off by half an hour.
Hey, thanks, Brian, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I know someone was making a proposal on one of the activist forums here to have New Hampshire go into Atlantic Standard Time to get out of daylight savings time. It's an interesting idea. I think I support it. It's Free Talk Live.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype, and you can join us on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Plus, I want you to know how you can shop with Free Talk Live, get the stuff you are looking for, and help us out at the same time. You get the same great prices you're used to from Amazon when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. There's Amazon UK, Amazon US, Amazon Canada, all waiting there for you. Just go and order whatever it is that you want to, and Free Talk Live will get a cut. It's the same great prices, same great selection service that you're used to from Amazon. You're just entering through our affiliate link, and we certainly appreciate it when you do that. So head on over to shop.freetalklive.com. We were talking about the police and how just almost completely unaccountable that they are. Daryl, you shared a number with us of 96% in the last 20 or so years since 1995. 96% of all civil rights allegations, civil rights violation allegations
at the federal level.
At the federal, thank you for clarifying that. At the federal level, because we also know that the police aren't held to account at the local level. We just don't have statistics on that.
Right.
So that 96% of them are not indicted. The charges are dropped or whatever. They're just not being held to account in any way, shape, or form.
Yes. And one of the people, the chief of the office's criminal division for the Western Pennsylvania U.S. Attorney's Office, Steve Kaufman, says, "We don't hesitate to open a file on a civil rights case. Yet it's one of the most difficult cases to gather sufficient evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt at trial." Well, we're not even talking about proving beyond a reasonable doubt at trial.
They don't get that far.
They never get that far.
So, yeah, it would be interesting to see of the 4% of cases that actually do go to trial, how many of those cases end up in a conviction?
Good question.
Because then first it can't get through either the prosecutor throws it out or the grand jury won't indict. But if the grand jury does finally indict, then you've got the 4% of cases there. Then you're putting a police officer up on the stand in front of a jury, and we know that juries tend to believe the police over anybody else. So I suspect you probably, if you were to look at that 4%, you'd probably see very, very few convictions of that 4%.
Yes,
that's probably why they work so hard to keep people who have actually interacted with the police off
juries. Yep.
Kaufman adds, obviously, then you don't have a relatively high percentage, or rather you do have a relatively high percentage that don't end up being prosecuted. Convicting a police officer, the article continues, is of a civil rights violation is one of the toughest challenges a prosecutor can face. That, according to numerous legal and civil rights experts, Fuderman from the Police Accountability at University of Chicago organization agreed, but said that does not excuse the lack of prosecutions. He says just because they're challenging cases should not mean that they should not be brought. Another explanation is that prosecutors are doing their job by rejecting bad evidence, according to the executive director for the Fraternal Order of Police.
Who has no reason to lie.
Right.
Jim Pasco, the ED of the FOP, says maybe they're not taking the cases because they're not good cases. It could just be that 90% of the time, or 96% of the time. Do you know how many false complaints there are against police officers?
I believe that there are. Yeah, I believe that there are people who make things up about cops.
I don't believe it's 96% of the time.
No, definitely
nowhere near.
No one disputes that Milwaukee police officer Christopher Manny killed Dontre Hamilton with 14 gunshots on an overcast April afternoon in a park across from City Hall. But after the incident, Milwaukee Police Chief Edward Flynn fired Manny for conducting an incorrect and out-of-policy frisk on Hamilton without reasonable suspicion. He told investigators he started frisking Hamilton from behind, leading the man to drop his arms to pin the officer's hands. As they struggled, Hamilton struck the officer with his hand, then grabbed Manny's baton and swung it at him. Manny then drew his weapon and kept firing until he ran out of bullets. Hamilton was a diagnosed schizophrenic, had not received his medications due to an issue with his insurance. The shooting was deemed to be in self-defense and thus justified. The frisk, however, was not, the chief said, adding that there has to be a way of holding officers accountable short of sending them to prison.
Okay, now this is a really strange kind of finding because this cop came up and put his hands on somebody from behind, and that person quite naturally responded to defend himself. So how can the officer then shoot his victim in order to defend himself from that victim's defense?
Well, he feared for his life.
Yeah, well, you can't defend yourself from somebody who is themselves defending themselves. Yeah.
Right, I understand that.
Sure.
But, you know, the courts are going to say, well, he feared for his life.
And so, therefore, police have a special ability to, when they're in fear for their lives, murder anyone they want to.
Yes.
That's pretty much how it goes. Oh, I thought he was pulling a gun out when it turns out you were actually using your cell phone. Or I thought the cell phone that he was holding was actually a gun. I mean, they can say almost any ridiculous thing. We've seen, we've heard stories of police saying, "I'm going to think it's a gun."
Right.
When someone was going for, you know, was using their cell phone or was going for their cell phone.
Yeah, I forget. It was Dio.
Yeah,
I think it was the Dio arrest where the cop said, "I'll say that I saw a gun," or "I'll say I thought it was a gun. Put the camera away. I'll say I thought it was a gun."
Something like that, yeah.
And really, like, you're admitting this on film. I'm going to say that I thought it was a gun.
Yeah. I'm going to think it's a gun. You know, whatever.
Skipping down in the article a little bit, motive is the main legal stumbling block for prosecutors in charging law enforcement officers with a civil rights violation. A 1945 U.S. Supreme Court ruling upholding the ability of federal prosecutors to charge local police for depriving someone of their civil rights said the prosecutors must prove that the police acted willfully. Alan Vinograd, a former federal prosecutor from the Eastern District of New York who oversaw criminal cases, says the standard is high and challenging. It's got to be a willful deprivation of rights, meaning the police officer intended and wanted to either kill or injure the person.
Right. So, like, when
not
they
just be recklessness or reckless or negligent.
When they lock that kid up, college student up in a prison cell or a holding cell. Excuse me, it wasn't even a prison cell. It was like a holding cell without even a sink or a toilet. When they locked him in that holding cell, and I forget which bureaucracy it was, some policing bureaucracy, and then left him there over a weekend, and he had to drink his own urine in order to stay alive.
Oh, yeah, they never brought him food or water.
Right, they forgot about him. Yeah, that was just an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's liable there. Just accidentally leave the guy and, you know, let him starve to death.
U.S. attorneys generally have the authority to decline referrals on their own. In civil rights cases, when an officer has killed someone, when the case has not been tried in a local court or has gained national notoriety, U.S. attorneys must coordinate with the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights in Washington, who then has the final decision. And then there's more about various specific things, but I want to jump up and go over some of the more broad stuff.
Yeah, okay.
On civil rights matters involving law enforcement officers, the Trib found that no matter how many referrals prosecutors received, they consistently declined more than 90% of them.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, prosecutors received referrals involving 21,364 law enforcement officers. They won convictions against 631 of them. Prosecutors, so we do have the number of how many total convictions.
Oh, interesting.
So 631 convictions over 21 years out of 21,364 total complaints.
Wait a minute,
total referral.
I thought they sent only like a couple hundred to prosecution. Wasn't there like 13,000 total and then 12,000 something didn't get prosecuted?
That's the one number, and then...
Well, the first number there, the 21,000, that is how many distinct officers were involved in the 13,000 in complaints.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that would
21,364 yeah. Total law enforcement officers.
Because frequently they'll gang up on you. Cops
right.
Don't want to take you one-on-one.
Right. There could be 10 officers per case or something like that. We don't know what the average number is.
That's... Yeah, and then there's more numbers in here, including the best and the worst districts.
We'll dig into it here. You can share your thoughts on police corruption and abuse. 855-450-FREE. Then coming up, a Soviet bloc survivor says to Americans that the U.S. is right now like the USSR was in 1989.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's bug out bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us on the radio waves here toll free. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can't rely on the federal government to protect you from corrupt police. That's what the numbers say, at least, with 96% of potential cases that could have been brought never even making it past a grand jury. And that leaves another 4% actually going to juries or going to trial. And then we were just, Daryl, you were just sharing some more numbers with us of the actual number of police officers who have been convicted of civil rights offenses. That's what I'm talking about specifically when I was talking about the 96%. These are civil rights allegations against police. That how many out of how many, like 600 officers?
631 officers out of 21,364 law enforcement officers that were involved in a complaint referred to a U.S. attorney.
So that's roughly 3% of all of the officers who were accused of something being convicted of it. Is that right?
Sounds about right, yes. Okay. There were 11 federal districts that had zero convictions out of a total of 240 referrals to those 11 federal districts. Alaska, Colorado, Central Illinois, Southern Iowa, Maine, Western Michigan, New Jersey, North Dakota, Vermont, Eastern Washington, and Wyoming.
Are you suggesting that that means that those places are more corrupt because they convicted no one?
I'm not necessarily saying that, but that could be implied.
Could you extrapolate that? Okay.
You could certainly, you know, bring that out or, you know, think that.
Of course, it's also possible that law enforcement is better in that area and they're not violating people's rights as much.
I don't believe it.
Vermont, for example, has a pretty good reputation law enforcement-wise compared to you know, the states that would, I would really think would be suspect would be if there was nobody showing up convicted in, say, California or New York or one of the really nasty states.
The police here, I think, at least, you know, in New Hampshire, although it wasn't on that list, the police in New Hampshire I've seen are generally better behaved than some of their counterparts.
I would definitely agree.
There were another 12 districts that had one conviction each.
And those, one conviction in 20 years?
In 21 years.
Wow.
Total of 671 referrals to the following 12 districts, and each district had one conviction. Southern Alabama, Southern Georgia, Northern Indiana, Minnesota, Nebraska, Nevada, Northern Oklahoma, Oregon, South Dakota, Western Virginia, not West Virginia, the western portion of the state of Virginia, the western portion of the state of Washington, and the western portion of the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, now you're talking about South Alabama. I mean, there's got to be plenty of crime down there.
Oh, most certainly, yes. Yeah. And there was one officer convicted of a civil rights violation.
Yeah, this is just corruption across the board.
Prosecutors in northern Mississippi brought 24 civil rights cases against officers, which was the most of any district.
Interesting.
And they got convictions in 20 of them.
Huh. So if you bring the case, you're much more likely to actually get a conviction.
Yes.
So they just don't bring the case.
Western Tennessee had the second highest with 22 cases, successfully prosecuting 20, or 91%.
So, but this isn't a solution, right? To beg the U.S. Marshal, or sorry, not the Marshals, the Attorney's Office, to prosecute more police isn't going to result in what you want. You can hold a protest, you can make a letter-writing campaign, you can call them, you can send a fax, you can email, but ultimately, it's not going to make a difference. These bureaucrats have no incentive to actually do this prosecution. They don't get a bonus for every cop that they put in jail, and I'm not suggesting they should, but there's no actual reason for them to do this. They've got other things, presumably, that they could be doing with their time, or nothing, and I'm sure most bureaucrats would prefer to do nothing. With their time rather than their jobs.
Right, and we've covered on the show before the story from a former prosecutor that said that it's easier to convict a ham sandwich than it is to bring a charge against a police officer. Because what the prosecutors do in a lot of cases is they overwhelm the grand jury to basically confuse them into thinking that they have to look for beyond reasonable doubt when all they have to look for is the
preponderance
of the evidence that something should go to trial. And the prosecutors do this because they have to work side by side with the police.
Sure.
And if they're being viewed as not friendly to the cops aren't going to give them the info that they need to actually bring about convictions of other people.
See, this whole thing, though, does suggest an obvious solution, which is if it's easier to convict a ham sandwich, then maybe before these officers are tried, they should be sliced thin, put on bread with mayonnaise.
I hope you are not making that as a serious suggestion.
Obviously not.
I don't think I was.
Yeah.
Just wanting to make sure for anybody that could not hear the sarcasm in your voice.
Oh, okay.
That was not a serious suggestion.
You were not threatening a police officer with a good slicing.
No. And also I said they should. So
right,
I would be threatening them with the prosecutors suing.
there were 18 districts that accounted for over half of the total cases. Ranked in order.
We don't need to read them off. I think unless
California, Central California is one of them, and you were asking about California. And Southern California, also one that was in the top 18, as was Southern Florida, Eastern Louisiana, and Eastern Michigan.
So let's go through some more possible solutions here. One is to get rid of statutory immunity, if that's the one type of immunity that we can actually abolish through the statutory process, then that should go.
But that would still not change the common law that was established partly by the U.S. Supreme Court that says that they have to show criminal intent. Not just you acted recklessly and you wound up killing somebody that you shouldn't have killed, or you were negligent.
That came directly out of a court ruling, so I would call that precedent rather than common law. Common law is generally exists within the body of the people, whereas precedent exists within court rulings from the past.
And my understanding is that court precedent becomes part of common law.
I believe it can.
Right, but
common law is almost what people think the law is.
Right, but my point was, just if you repeal the statutory immunity, it would not get rid of the Supreme Court case. You could pass as many laws as you want, but that would not overturn the Supreme Court case.
I wasn't saying it was a panacea or anything like
Although
that.
Although it's hard to say, because the question is, was the willful word in the statute that the Supreme Court was interpreting.
I don't know. I don't have the case in front of me.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, is I would have a hard time judging that without reading the actual case.
And what about striking any kind of statutes that allow police to sort of hold on to their jobs forever? I don't know if that's in a statute or if it's just a union agreement that they have.
That's probably a union thing.
So striking public sector unions would be a step in the right direction. I'm talking about what we actually do to reduce the police abuse out there, or to give them more accountability for their actions. So I would say get rid of government unions, get rid of public sector unions. That way the police can't unionize and have all these ridiculous contracts that are attached to them and protecting them from any kind of liability and guaranteeing them to have a job unless they do the most outrageous, rape or something like that. Generally, they won't get hired if they do that particular crime. But there are a lot of things that they can just lose a job in one department for and then get hired at another department. We've seen this happen where a bad cop will just sort of float around from department to department. They never really truly get blackballed a lot. Sometimes they do, but very, very rarely. So that would be another thing. Obviously, ending victimless crimes, the war on drugs, ending the war on prostitution, gambling, anything that does, any alleged crime that doesn't actually have a complaining party, doesn't have a victim, that gives the police less to be corrupt about. It gives them less opportunity to actually raid people's homes, because most of the raids that are happening, which, of course, a lot of those raids lead to violence and people's rights being violated. So if they're not raiding 50,000 times a year, as I believe Radley Balco from the Agitator blog and Washington Post has revealed that they are, if they're instead raiding 1,000 times a year, because most of those raids are drug raids. Mm-hmm. So if they're only raiding when it's actually like a murderer or a wanted murderer or something like that, or someone who just escaped from a bank robbery, then we're not going to have as much outrage. There's not going to be as many people who are having their rights violated. That's not to say they won't get it wrong sometimes out of 1,000 raids. They still will. But it's a lot less likely.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to institute a policy that you know is going to result in 1,000 police raids every year, and you know that a certain percentage of those police raids will involve them going to the wrong house, shooting the wrong people, shooting the pets, then you have to factor that into the cost of that law. And that's something that I think people don't do. They don't realize that when they pass a trivial law, people are going to die.
And also making, speaking of costs, making it so the police have to pay for their mistakes. So if they go into the wrong house, then the cops who did it, they've got to pay for the repairs. They've got to pay for the hospital bills. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
Searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.